I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 608, You Are God's Wildflower. It's easy for us to feel not seen, not noticed, not loved, not valued. We're told things like, well, this planet that we're living on is a tiny speck in the Milky Way galaxy. And the Milky Way galaxy is just one of 200 billion, with a B, galaxies in the universe. Wow, that can make a person feel pretty irrelevant and unimportant. But what if I told you that you are God's wildflower, and He not only notices you, He loves you? This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, T2G, to love God and love others. It's easy to love well when you know you're loved well. I took an all-day intensive class with Drs. Bill and Christy Galtier on the journey of the soul. Strangely, that book didn't make it to Wichita for their intensive. It got there too late. But an earlier book they wrote was there, Your Best Life in Jesus' Easy Yoke. And so I bought it, and its sweet, intimate richness made me glad I did. Give me about five minutes to slow down. I want to tell you a beautiful story today from Bill's life. I want to ask you a question, pray with you, and give you a challenge to understand your identity as God's wildflower. Bill shares this moment with Jesus. He writes, one spring day, I was walking and pouring out my heart to Jesus about feeling inadequate. He began showing me what a glorious scene He had created for me to be in with Him. The sun was shining on us, the birds were singing over us, and we were walking along a path that cut through a valley filled with wildflowers. I felt impressed to stop and really look at all the wildflowers in front of me. There were so many. They were so colorful. And they were there just because God wanted them there. No person had planted them. God sent breezes and birds to scatter seeds, and He sent rain and sun and grew the flowers. Thousands of people drove by this valley every day, just a block or two from where I was standing. And yet, very few of them ever walked over to appreciate these flowers. Then God showed me a single wildflower, surrounded by thousands of others. I sensed Him whisper to my heart, be like that flower before me. See how beautiful it is? See how happy it is? And yet it's lost in a sea of color and fragrance. No one has ever laid eyes on that flower alone. Those who stand where you are might see a whole field of wildflowers, but not this particular one. You say, this flower doesn't stand out, it's not special. But I appreciate this flower, God says. It's beautiful to me, and it is joining with all the other flowers in this valley to communicate my goodness and love to passersby. In the Message version of Psalm 103, we find these words. He knows us inside and out, keeps in mind that we're made of mud. Men and women don't live very long. Like wildflowers, they spring up and blossom. But a storm snuffs them out just as quickly, leaving nothing to show they were here. God's love, though, is ever and always eternally present to all who fear Him. Here's the great question. In what ways are you similar to a wildflower? Let's pray this prayer from crosswalk.com. God, I thank You for Your care about me. I know that You care about every aspect of my life. Lord, please guide me in my daily actions with Your loving care. I may be unnoticed by others, but I'm always in Your presence and care. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 609. And in the meantime, Bill concluded his story with these words. I often thank God for that wildflower. I remind myself to bloom where I am planted for God, even if no one else seems to notice. I'm a wildflower in the Father's field of flowers, and so are you. He's planted us, given us beauty and sweet fragrance, and we're blooming, not individually, but together, in community for Him, the angels, and the people around us. Well, there you go, podcast family. So now, live your day rejoicing that you are God's wildflower.